guys have been up to. I know you made a little trip to the East, didn't you?
Yeah. So I recently just got back from Washington, D.C. So that was a really great trip. I was there for the Women Make Awards. So the Women Make Awards is part of the Manufacturing Institute's Women Make America Initiative, which is the nation's marquee program to close the gender gap in manufacturing. So this award recognizes women who are in science, technology, engineering, and production careers. Mm-hmm. And each year they nominate 130 women. So if you are over 30, you are a honoree. If you are an emerging leader, you are under 30. I slid right in this year. I turned 30 this year. We're not going to go into detail about that. Breaks my heart. But so it's this national award. And honestly, I was just so honored. It was amazing to stand alongside all these powerhouse women that are making a difference in closing the gender gap in manufacturing.
Yeah, that's a tough one to break.
It actually was, they nominate many people. Mm-hmm. They actually select 130. So Viv was one of the 30 for emerging leaders.
Nice.
So huge accomplishment. In Nebraska manufacturing, you don't see those types of awards happening very often. Viv was the only Nebraskan to win.
Nice job, man.
So she did a wonderful job representing Nebraska and representing Lincoln Premium Poultry there at the awards. And as her manager, it was one of the most rewarding things I've gotten to see in my career. So to watch her win that award and see how she's grown.
Well, for both of you, talk a little bit about what you do at Lincoln Premium Poultry.
So I'm the director of organizational development. I have training and development under me, maintenance training and development, and then also some continuous improvement.
Okay.
So a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And I'm the training and development manager, and I do a lot of leadership training, employee development. I'm very passionate about people, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
And just making sure that I empower them and grow them, not just professionally, but also make a difference in their lives personally.
Super. Yeah. No, that's really cool that you got this award and got to go to Washington, D.C. Had quite the experience there, right?
Yes.
So I want to give a huge shout out to Congressman Mike Flood. He gave us a tour of the Capitol. It was a night tour, so we didn't even know he did these tours, but it was just nice to really have him express the history and kind of show us these secret rooms.
Yeah.
He did a wonderful job.
We got to go sit in the chamber where the president does his State of the Union address and where they have Congress in session and everything. And it was an experience that I never thought manufacturing would take me to.
Right.
So very, very neat. And I got to say, beautiful. I'll bet. Over there.
And so he was so down to earth too. He was just great. He was a great tour guide, and he was like, "Do you guys want a picture?" And so we have a really beautiful picture with him in front of some monuments. So it was just great.
That's really cool.
Yeah, also, the knowledge of the history of the Capitol building, and to go and see Nebraska's Standing Bear there. The biggest statue in there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The largest? Yeah.
So his feather actually puts him over the height restrictions, but they allowed it. and he's the only statue in there that has gold on him. Absolutely beautiful. And to see it right there in the rotunda was just wonderful.
Yeah.
Way to go, Nebraska.
Yeah, exactly. That is really cool.
Did you get to go to the Hall of Statues? You know where that round is at?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is so cool.
That's where he's at.
Is he in the rotunda area there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know you'll be hanging out with another ag guy tonight, right?
Yep. Tonight we have the Cornerstone Dinner in Lincoln, and so we'll have dinner with Governor Pillen. Both Viv and I are going to represent LPP there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tease him? Chicken, pork, that kind of thing? Or are you going to leave it alone?
You know, it wouldn't be a normal night if we didn't give him some teasing.
He's a great guy. So
yeah.
It should be a good night. That's for sure. Things going on at Lincoln Premium Poultry. Do you have anything going on right now that you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we're already starting to plan for the parade for the summer for John C. Fremont Days. Because, you know, we've got to go for the fourth time.
For sure.
Try to win that parade. So we're working on that. We basically are just trying to revamp our programs and make sure that our people are super happy. We're actually, both Viv and I are going to be speaking at the Manufacturing Nebraska Summit in Columbus, May 16th. Viv is going to speak for the Women in Manufacturing Breakfast. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And yeah. I am going to be one of their speakers in the breakout sessions to talk about not your typical workforce and show people what we're doing to have such an awesome turnover rate.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah. So leading into that, do you have positions open right now or are you pretty good?
We do have some positions open, more like the skilled work type positions, but we're actually staffed at 104%. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. Yep.
But we're always open to tours. So if you want to tour the facility and you want to meet our amazing team, we would love to have you. So just...
Yeah, Carla has not taken a tour of that.
I have not taken a tour yet.
Oh, we need to get you over there.
I would love to personally give you a tour.
We'll be in touch.
Yeah,
Sure. Not last week, the week before, we actually had Women in Manufacturing there. So both Viv and I are new to the Women in Manufacturing Nebraska chapter board. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of different companies come and tour and had a social hour after, and they were just amazed. Mm-hmm. They said, we never thought that this is how it looked, processing chickens. Yeah. And they weren't sure if they were going to be able to eat chicken afterwards. But then afterwards, they're like, oh, we'll eat more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They even said, we are so glad we went on this tour. It just makes us even want to continue buying the chicken from Nebraska. Right. We're like, of course.
Well, if that would have deterred me, I would have been done with chicken years ago because I lived, my mom had a lot of poultry and we dressed and whatnot, a lot of chickens. So.
Yeah, when you see the process, I think.
Now,
wow.
Compared to what we did. Yeah.
Yeah, they said they knew that we had a lot of automation, but they didn't realize it was that much automation.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's working pretty darn well, too. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I would suggest you reach out to all the female Nebraska senators and have them come take a tour for sure.
Yep. We got to actually meet in D.C. with Senator Deb Fischer.
Oh, great.
Yeah. 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 So we met with her. We met with Senator Pete Ricketts and then Congressman Flood the second day of the trip and just had a meeting and just voiced our concerns about different things that involve our company. So that was even a cool experience in itself to actually go and see their individual offices and meet their staff and everything. It was great.
I didn't get to partake in that. I was in leadership development program training, which was wonderful, but my husband did. And oh my gosh, I came back to the hotel room and he was completely fangirling. He got a cigar from the congressman. he laid out all the cards of everyone he met. And he was just like,
neat.
You're not going to believe what I did today. You're not going to believe the conversations that I was a part of. And I was like, oh my God, but who would have thought that this would be the opportunities and the blessings that, you know, working in manufacturing, working for LPP that I've been given and Cindy's been able to give to me, you know, so it's just, it's been great.
When you started there, you're probably thinking, okay, what's this job going to entail?
I come from healthcare. So I was working for Methodist Fremont Health. And then to make that switch from healthcare to manufacturing, I was scared. Mm-hmm. But now I understand the importance of showcasing this is what manufacturing is. This is how we get your chicken, your beef, and all these. This is how we do those things. And these are the amazing people behind that, not just males, but females as well.
Yeah.
So just, it's just been great.
Yeah. So Viv and I actually are working on something. Nebraska generally on a day-to-day basis is $50,000 to $80,000 people short for the jobs we have in manufacturing and stuff. And a lot of the people around, you know, they always preached go to a four-year school, right? Go to a four-year college.
Yep.
Well, we need skill workers. And so people are afraid of manufacturing, the things they don't know. They think it's dangerous. They think it's smelly. So Viv and I started a TikTok and an Instagram page to kind of show people it's not what you think.
Yeah, yeah.
We're also inviting other manufacturers to join us in posting videos. Mm-hmm. So you can check it out. I'll let Viv tell you the name here.
Yeah, how do you find that? Yeah.
So it is MFG Nebraska.
Okay.
Empowering MFG Nebraska.
Empowering MFG Nebraska. So MFG stands for manufacturing, okay?
Yep.
Let's
It does
not stand for anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
But so we are kind of short because we've been busy, but there's going to be some videos I'm going to showcase my trip to D.C. and just kind of like the leadership program from the Woman Make mm-hmm. Awards and really just go into depth about that. So, yeah, so follow along.
Yeah, so last month was Women's Month, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we did a few things about women in manufacturing, and mm-hmm. We're going to kind of focus on all sorts of different things about manufacturing, the technology, you know.
Yeah.
What are the people's why for being in manufacturing, like things like that. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. A lot of good stuff. Well, we appreciate you coming in. A lot of good information there, and keep it up.
Yes.
We appreciate it's you always having fun. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Cindy
Thank
Serrano you. And Vivian Sanchez with Lincoln Premium Poultry with us this morning here, Fremont's Morning Mix.
Thanks, ladies.
And we'll take a break.